proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. It's my delight to be with you today. Romans 1:16 has been the foundational verse for IBJM since its inception by Dr. Jacob Gardenhouse in 1949. I believe it is also foundational for the missions program for every local church. The gospel that we proclaim is nothing to be ashamed of. As the verse says, it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. I love what the Old Testament scholar Franz Delitzsch said concerning Jewish missions. He said, "For the church to evangelize the world without thinking of the Jews is like a bird trying to fly with one broken wing." The Apostle Paul went on to teach concerning the makeup of the local church consisting of both Jew and Gentile, being the middle wall of partition has been broken down according to Ephesians chapters 2 and 3. The book of Acts, the New Testament epistles, as well as the study of the very early church history, shows that this pattern was evident in local churches, Jew and Gentile, one in the Messiah. But when we take a broad look at the history of the church through the centuries, the attitude towards Jews changed especially by the effects of beliefs such as replacement theology. The fallout from this was anti-Semitic attitudes and even persecution of the Jewish people. When we further study the history of worldwide missions, very little has been mentioned about Jewish missions and the obedience to the call of Romans 1:16. Dr. Jacob Gardenhouse used to tell the preacher boys, "It's either to the Jew first or to the Jew last. Somehow we need to reach them with the gospel." Even though little has been written concerning Jewish missions in the history of modern missions, that is not to say there was no history of Jewish missions. One name that comes up in history of missions that is familiar to us is George Mueller. George Mueller, known as a great man of faith who started orphanages and other educational centers for children in England, he was born in Prussia in 1905. He wanted a pastor, but lived a life of sin and rebellion. Through the influence of a friend, Mueller was invited to a prayer meeting where he was convicted seeing people praying upon their knees. After years of fighting with God, he was gloriously saved at the age of 20. After Mueller was saved, he read several missionary pamphlets and heard of a worker among Polish Jews that was ill and needed someone to eventually replace him. This need brought an earnest desire for Mueller to answer this call. A personal study of Hebrew also fueled this fire in his soul. While this door eventually closed, Mueller felt the call of God on his life to be a missionary among the Jews and offered himself to the London Society for promoting Christianity amongst the Jews in 1829. Shortly after, Mueller became ill, and his status as a missionary was in doubt. In addition, after questioning the policies of the society concerning workers and their governing authority, his relationship with them was dissolved. In spite of this, George Mueller dedicated himself to reaching the Jewish people with the gospel of Jesus, the Messiah. He made efforts to pass out gospel literature and preach the Jewish people in London wherever he could. At one time, he read the scripture with up to 50 Jewish young men while sharing the truth of God. Mueller suffered some persecution and trials for this and bearing the name of Christ. After the door was closed for Mueller to work with the society, he was called to pastor a small church. Over the years, George Mueller was used of the Lord not only to pastor but to start orphanages, schools, and then later in life to preach all over the world. His desire for people to trust God and live a life of prayer is evident, especially if you've read any of the stories or biographies concerning his life. George Mueller's testimony indeed was a life of faith and prayer in spreading the gospel. Truly, George Mueller took the words of Romans 1:16 to heart. He longed to see both Jew and Gentile saved. His desire for the salvation of the Jewish people should encourage us to also be involved in this often neglected mission work. May we have a heart for the Jewish people and diligently do what we can to share the gospel with them. Let us not allow the Jewish people to become the great omission of the local church. In thinking about George Mueller, I would like to close this program with his words concerning the specific prayer he had for the lost. He said, "I hope in God, I pray on, and look yet for the answer. They are not converted yet, but they will be." Indeed, this man of faith should be an inspiration for us as well. May we diligently reach out to the Jewish people as the Lord loves them as well as the whole world. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.